Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And I'm glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Jim Ballard is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. James Ballard is, that's the name on one of his books, the first one I ever saw of his, What's the Rush, which is still one of my favorites. And but he also goes by Jim. He says his friends can call us Jim and call him Jim, and that's what you and I are. We're his friends. He's the guy we go to when we want to gain and maintain some balance in our lives. He's the author of the book Mind Like Water, also Little Wave, Old Swell, and our good friend. He's pretty swell himself. Jim Ballard, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks, Jim. That business that you always talk about Jim and James, you know, I think the first book I wrote on my own, I thought you had to do that to be an author. You used your real name, you know?
Your real name.
And then after that, I go, I don't want to do that. You know, that's not who I go by.
So you know, I know what you mean, because when I graduated from high school, I quit calling myself my legal name and started calling myself Jim. And that's the only name I've been going by. And so now, when you meet somebody, if they don't call me Jim, then you know they've known me a long time.
Okay. Like your mother.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Hey, Jim, you got war and peace on your mind today?
I do.
Didn't Leo already write that book?
I'm feeling a little Tolstoy-ish. Yeah. He did that one. But so I want to do a little different take on it. I want to start off talking about peace in the workplace. Because we don't, you know, workplaces are busy places, and there's a lot going on. There's a lot of energy and activity and so on. So how can we have peace in the workplace, you know? Well, I'm really talking, about peace of mind and peace, being harmonious with your workmates, but mostly inside of yourself as you do your work, as you go to work every day. You know, being in the flow, being your best, because you're not bugged and bothered by things that are going on, and you're not at war in your own soul. That's the notion.
Right. Right.
So, you know, I'm thinking, well, how can a small business owner or a leader help people who are working for him or her feel that peace? Because my master, my friend and teacher, Yogananda, always refers to being in the state called calmly active and actively calm. Hmm. And the calmly active part of it is being in the flow. The actively calm part is what you do with yourself to achieve that. And, you know, in this way we can go back to what we always talk about, have a sacred place, get up in the morning, and when you're at your best, take some time alone, get yourself out on stage by checking with the stage manager and all of that.
Jim, the Japanese, and maybe some of the other Asian countries, when they report to work, they all get together and they do exercises and meditation and things like that before their day's work, don't they?
That is so cool. I mean, we really need to borrow.
I'd like to have some of that, wouldn't you?
I think we need to borrow from those kind of practices, Jim. Now the war part of it, I want to talk about, because you can't achieve that peace without being a warrior. We're all at war. I like this saying. Hmm. I've got it up on my bathroom mirror that to remind myself. It says, be kinder than necessary today, because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true, isn't it? Everybody's, you know, they're going down the street with these faces, and you don't know what the story is.
That's exactly right.
Behind that face, behind those, you know, people don't own up to their battles. They think, well, nobody's interested in that. But it's really a great thing if instead of just giving somebody your normal hello, you say, you know, how goes the battle? And they'll tell
right.
you. They'll really tell you. And to do that with your employees is great. But I'm talking now about the battle within ourselves. Because we have a battle to fight. You know, Jesus said, I came not to bring peace but a sword. And what did he mean? You know, he was, and in the Hindu Bible, the Bhagavad Gita, it's all about a battle, the battle of Kurukshetra, which is a metaphor for the battle we have to fight inside ourselves against the bad guys in our nature. You know, against the greed, against the selfishness, against the unkindness, against the untruth and the unethical stuff. We're all tempted that way. You know, we want to get ahead at others' expense. And we've got to control those things. That's the battle. And those battles come up every day. How are we going to treat people? Are we going to take a back seat, or do we have to be the star all the time?
In order to make that happen, though, Jim, and this is a part I think a lot of people have a hard time with, in order to make that happen, in order for me to see that as that person is in the way that you're talking about, I have to subordinate myself. I have to stop thinking that I'm the most important thing on planet Earth.
Exactly,
and that's
right.
That's really hard for a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, especially me, because I am. You know,
we're all like that, aren't
that's
we?
That's the way we think, you know. That's the ego.
It's all about me.
Ken Blanchard, my friend and co-author, by the way, we're coming out with a new book, Jim.
Good.
We're doing a sequel to Whale Done called Whale Done Parenting. And it's really about what we're talking about. It's like taking the Whale Done idea, which we learned from killer whales, the way they train the animals, which is pretty much don't pay a lot of attention to what people do wrong and pay a lot of attention to what they do right, because it feels so good when somebody does that. But you're right, you have to get out of your own way in order to be open to seeing what people really need
for you. This self-absorption thing is, to me, is the biggest problem that we have in society today.
It is.
I mean, I really believe that. I don't think I'm overstating that, Jim, to say that all of us being so self-absorbed, so self-referential, so focused on what's in it for me, that's one of the biggest things that is our biggest challenge with society. And I have to tell you, Jim, I don't see it going in the right direction right now.
No, it's very much the self-absorption is reinforced on every hand by our values, our advertising, what people do. And it's really so childish, isn't it, Jim? It's really just like being a child. I've got to have me stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And psychologists say that you're pretty much formed when you're about 10 years old.
Yeah.
So, you know, the world out there is being run by 10-year-olds. It is.
I hadn't thought about that. Hey, Jim, hold on to that thought. That's a scary thought, Jim. That's kind of making me worry a little bit. Jim Ballard, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back with me right after these messages. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you very much for using that. We appreciate it. We like it when you go there and use our stuff. You can subscribe to my free newsletter right there off of the homepage. We'll send it to you every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is there. We update that on a regular basis. The last post I made on my blog is about the fact that cash is no longer king, it's now the emperor. Hope you'll check that out and see what we said there. Also, my knowledge base is at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Just one click and you'll be right there. Get Small Business Answers Now. My Brain Trust members, archives, articles, lots and lots of stuff. 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something for you can read or listen to in any one of those categories. Jim Ballard is our guest. He's deposited so much wisdom with us over the years. He's the author of Mind Like Water, co-author of Whale Done, which he's been telling us he's got a sequel coming out to that. He and Ken Blanchard are going to be bringing out the new version of that very soon. We're looking forward to that, Jim, by the way. Jim, how would we find you online? Where would you like to send us?
Well, I always say either Google me or go to Amazon. That's where they list it all. And, this new book is about parenting. I just wanted to add that. You know,
right.
Jim, we always do this. We sort of, I always, we decide on a topic, and then what I love is that it's just an excuse for going far afield from it and talking about what's on our minds and what we really want to say.
Well, you said war and peace, Jim, and I mean, what's more about war and peace than human relationships?
No, it is. It is. And in fact, if I were to say, if people went away from hearing what we talked about this morning and they only remembered one thing, it would be that statement that I didn't make up, but that I told you I've got up on my mirror, that says, be kinder than necessary today, because everyone you meet is fighting some kind of battle.
Well, and I'd like to stick another passage in there that I use a lot on this show, and it's from Ecclesiastes. And if you say what you just said, and then you say, by casting your bread upon the water, in time it will come back to you.
Right, right.
You get what you give.
What goes out comes round.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. And so we don't have to strive to, get stuff. We have to give to get stuff. I mean, it's paradoxical.
Well, my friend Ivan Meisner says givers gain. But see, the thing is, this is what's so important. If we could all just subordinate ourselves one time, just once, and let you go first.
I know.
Let you go first. And then once you go first, here's the beautiful part about it. Once I let you go first, Jim, it's now my turn.
Exactly.
And I like it when it's my turn, don't you?
The biggest thing you can be is an example for other people, because they will do it. They will follow. It's all about how people feel treated, I think.
Yeah.
And when they're treated really like they're kings, they really count, then they want to just be faithful to whoever treated them that way. And I want to say this about the war and the battles that we're fighting and so on. It really takes commitment to being a better person. And the war is never over on that front. You always have stuff to learn. Mm-hmm. You always could be better. You always could do better. And if you're focused that way, automatically things start to happen around you. They just do, because, like you say, it's so unusual. And when you said, you go first, it reminds me. It reminds me, like, let's you and him fight. One of those things where we want them to do it.
Let's take a practical step into here. You show up for work today, and instead of telling the first person that you meet what you did on the weekend, ask them how their weekend was.
Exactly right.
Let them go first. Now it's your turn.
And you know what we think? We think that Jim and Jim are just preaching to us. We think, I've heard that my whole life. We should do that. That's nice to do. The thing is that it's so much more satisfying. It's so much more fun. This is the real life because we're getting closer to what we were put here to do, and that always feels good.
What do you think we were put here to do, Jim?
I think we were put here to get out of here. I think I'm one of those that thinks that we have to keep coming back until we've got it straight, and ultimately we're going back where we came from. We're all works in progress, but we're also false identities. We forgot who we really are.
But aren't we here, Jim, really to make a difference to other people?
Oh, sure.
Isn't that why we're here?
That's how we get to what I was talking about, how we fulfill what our mission is.
Mm-hmm.
That's the means. That's the way to do it. Exactly. And, it'd be too bad if you came up to the end of your life and you said, I was really busy and I really made a lot of money and I had a lot of toys and stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't know what I was really here for, though. That would be sad.
Mm-hmm.
So figure it out ahead of time, right? And even though we don't have it figured out, maybe, because we're all in delusion. Raise your hand if you're not in delusion.
Right.
Oh, that's right. How would you know?
So, hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. The book is called Well Done. That's one of Jim's many books. He's written bunches of them, and the new one's coming out called, what's the title again, Jim? Well Done?
Well Done. Well Done Parenting.
Well Done Parenting.
September.
Well, we expect to launch it on this show.
All right.
Say hi to Ken Blanchard for us.
Thanks, Jim.
Got to go for this for just a few minutes. I'll be back after the news with our good buddy Michael Stallard. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.